Well, good morning all. At Bible Share this week, we looked at the fix that King Darius found himself in over the prophet Daniel, whom he thought the world of. Because of the irrevocable laws of the Medes and Persians, he had no choice but to have Daniel thrown into the lion's den, since he had refused to worship their pagan idols. Irrevocable laws have no mercy. However, God, of course, does, and Daniel survived his ordeal. Now, contrast that enslavement to irrevocable law with what St. Paul says today. He thinks that a mature Christian, while giving glory to God by keeping his laws, of course, should also be free to exercise discretion, so long as it's not offensive to anyone. And in one of his other letters, he writes, "Out of love for a weaker brother, abstain from meat if he can only take milk." So, for example, if you personally choose to ignore the nanny state decrees which you think are ridiculous, you still need to be sensitive to those who don't. And this idea of tempering the law with the eyes of love and allowing for human weakness is very much in keeping with the way that Jesus lived his life. Take today's example about the leper. As far as I know, people aren't born with leprosy, and I believe it takes quite a few years to develop, which means that lepers weren't always lepers. So if you caught it, and you knew that the only remedy was to deny all social contact with the healthy, can you imagine not just the physical, but the mental toil of having to leave your house, your family, live outside town, and rely on people to leave food out for you? And if that wasn't bad enough, a religious law banning you from the synagogue was also added to strengthen the social one. So generally speaking, if you were a leper, you really were a dead man walking. And what compounded the error, so to speak, was the widespread belief among the Jews that illness was a punishment for sin committed either by you or by one of your ancestors. Even the apostles believed that. When they saw the man born blind, they asked Jesus, "Who sinned, this man or his parents?" "Neither," said Jesus. Not a view that was shared by the Pharisees who were there at the time, who declared that the blind man was obviously been a sinner since the day he was born. And from that belief, they considered that of all the punishments doled out by God for sin, leprosy was by far the worst. It was seen as the most vivid symbol of the effects of sin, because as we saw, it's a disease, and it cuts a person off from the community. It carries the risk of infection, and over time, it gradually destroys a person's body. Sin has a similar effect. Over time, it gradually becomes infectious, destroys human decency, and has a corrupting effect on society by isolating a person in their self-centeredness and thereby making them less interested in the common good. Now, the difference between sin and leprosy is that the leper is always aware, fully aware at all times, of the effect of the disease on his life and, of course, on the lives of others. And so he's constantly seeking a way of re-entry into the community. The sinner, on the other hand, lacks a similar sense of urgency because he's often not aware of the inner disease holding him back from re-entry into God's kingdom. And that's why I said last week that Jesus made a point of forgiving people their sins before he cured their bodily illness. And our leper in the story today is so desperate for a cure that he breaks all the hygiene laws to approach Jesus. And for most people, this would have caused a major problem. But for Jesus, love and mercy trumps the law. And so to the shock of all the people watching, probably like the shock that people felt when Princess Diana, back in the 80s, you might remember, took and held an AIDS patient's hand when everybody thought it was an infectious disease, he stretched out his hand and touched the leper. He will, of course, do the same for anyone who seeks forgiveness with the same powerful desire, that sense of urgency, if you like, that the leper had. And we know what the touch of Christ has done to heal and change self-confessed great sinners like John Pridmore, but few of us would consider ourselves in the same league as John. But we know, as St. Paul said, that we've all sinned and we all fall short of the grace of God. and that we each need the healing touch of Christ for whatever wrongs we may have done. Now, Lent begins on Wednesday. I always consider this an annual season gift, if you like, to reflect on our own mortality, take stock of where we are in our spiritual life, and to feel the loving, healing touch of Christ in the sacrament of reconciliation, which is available not just here, but in all our parishes. If you feel more comfortable going to a priest that you don't know, or who doesn't know you, either way, it's very good for the soul, and of course, all is forgiven.